we're continuing in the Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had quoted the verse that says, Malveh Hashem Chonen Dal, that he who has compassion over the poor, it's as though they're giving God the loan. And he had said that when one helps the poor, so then one should realize that that's a mitzvah that causes one to have longevity. So he says, and this idea we find in the story of Binyamin HaTzadik in the Talmud and tractate Baba Basra. So now in the footnote, he expands on that idea. He says, he tells us the story. Hainu Shoshamita, over there in the Talmud in Baba Basra, it says, Shebata lefanav isha b'shnei batzoret. Binyamin HaTzadik, he was in charge of the fund to help the poor. A woman came before him in years of drought. Amalo Rebbe Parnaseini. She said, Rebbe, give me something, I need help. Amala havodah shein bakupa shet tzedakah klum. He said, I promise, I don't have a penny left in my safe. That's it. It's empty. Amra lo imenatam efarneseini areisham shiva bane amitim. She said, Rebbe, if you don't give me to eat, if you don't take care of me, you're going to see a woman and her seven sons dying. Amad ufirnesam mishelo. So I quoted the story. Now we're reading it in the footnote. He gave her of his own wealth. Le'amim chala. Time passed. He became ill. And he was on the verge of dying. Amhu malachai asharet. The angels in heaven said, Binyamin HaTzadik, Shechia Yishav Shiva Vanei Yamut B'Shanim Mu'atim. Binyamin HaTzadik, he granted life to the woman and her seven sons. He's going to die young. Hosipu lo 22 shana. Gave him another 22 years. V'lichora yesh tedekdek. So now we have to analyze the story, says the Chafetz Chaim. Lama amera parneseini. Havala lomar parnesoti ve'et manai. Why does the Talmud say she walked in and said, Rebbe, take care of me? Later on, when he doesn't give her anything, she says, but me and my kids. Why didn't she say that in the beginning of the story? Help me and my kids out. Kmo shamra ba'atzma levasof. Ultimately, that's what she herself said. Dimazon sheiten la la'atzma bevadai lo yespik l'shiva banim. When she's asking for herself, there's no doubt that that's not going to be enough for her and the seven kids. Afilu in tetzamtzem biyoter, even if she'll be very careful to ration her food, that's not going to be enough. V'gam mazeh she'amar amadu firnesa. So then, the continuation of the story is, he stood up and took care of her. What does that mean? Ayalo lomar amadu firnesot avet manera. It should have said, he stood up and took care of her and her seven sons, and it doesn't say that in the story. It says he took care of her. You hear the angels later in the story. They say, Binyamin HaTzadik, Shechiyah Yishav Shiva Baneah. The angels come and say, but he took care of a woman and seven kids. But the story doesn't say he did that. She asked him to take care of her, and in the story it says he took care of her. Only later on do we discover that he actually took care of the kids. Ela emet yore dorko. But the truth comes out, Shehi lo kivna listam tzedakah la sheiten advar ma kedai shetuchal lasot eze esek ulitmanes mizeh. She wasn't asking him for charity. When she said, Rebbe Parneseini, what does the word Parneseini mean? She said, give me a way of making a living. She wasn't asking for tzedakah. She wasn't asking for charity. She said, help me set up a business. Help me find a way of making means. Uvazet chaya gamet baneh. And if you help me out in that, you'll also give life to my kids. So he tells her, I don't have any funds in the charity box to give you anything, because part of charity is to help a person set up a business, and that's what he means, I don't have any charity to give you. And even if you'll say you're not allowed to give charity money to set up a business, says the Chafetz Chaim, you'll say the people who gave you charity money, they meant for you to give it for the poor to eat. So the Chafetz Chaim says, I think you could. Even though you'll say that's not charity, that's fine charity, helping them set up a business. Even though the people who donated might say, I meant for you to give them food, so they shouldn't drop dead. But no, says Chafetz Chaim, I think that's okay. But you might say that's not good. It could be that Binyamin HaTzadik was understood that the donors of that money were okay with his giving that money to set up a business. And nowadays, I think most people would be happier if you use the donations to help the poor set up a business rather than give them food. I think most people would rather that. V'lachen amra, and that's why she said to him, im en ata mefarneseini. Initially she asked him, help me find a livelihood. That's the word mefarnes. And that's why when he said, I can't help you, she said, Harei Ishav Shiva Bane Amitim, we're all going to die. Ulachach Amar Amadu Firnesa, that's why it says he stood up and took care of her, Hainu Shechzik Tedeb Matnao Beza Alva'a, Kidesh Tuchal Lasot Esek Vetechia Hiu Manea. So he took care of her, he gave her a loan or a gift, so that she could set up her own business, and she and her children would continue living. Ulemala Linyan Zchut Nechshav, Kilu Hu Echiat Kulam, and in heaven, it's considered as though he kept them all alive. As we wrote earlier on, and that's why the angels came with a claim, he gave life to the woman and the seven kids. And in this we could only also understand why did they grant him another 22 years? כי בפרשת וכי ימוך אחיך וחזקת בו, עד סוף הפסוק השני שמראה גם כן מעניין זה, יש 22 תיבות. Because in the Torah, when the Torah describes what happens if your friend, a fellow Jew, comes on to hard times, so you help him retain his business so he doesn't reach financial collapse, the verses that describe that mitzvah have 22 letters. Those 22 letters correspond to the 22 years of life he was given. דוגמה מה שאמרו בסנהדרין, נמה זכה אחיו למלכות 22 שנה, מבני שקיבל את התורה שניתנה ב-22 אותיות. Just as the Talmud tells us in Sanhedrin, that Ahav merited his throne for 22 years because he honored the Torah that has 22 letters, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. So here he says those verses have 22 words, so that's an understanding as to why he was granted another 22 years of life. But he gives us a whole chiddush, a whole new pshat in the story of Binyamin HaTzadik, that in fact he was parneseni, he took care of her to set up a business, he didn't just give her food to eat.